This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest eggs. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. We've been working with pre-retirees and retirees mostly, although we have some people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s as clients as well. But we've been working mainly with pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter, myself, Sherry Marini, who's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. Between the two of us for over 70 years. And we've been serving, again, pre-retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. Let me give you some contact information. Then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. The first segment we'll be talking about is, I'm believing, of course, Donald J. Trump's going to be still continue as president. But for somehow, some weird way, you better get your affairs in order. And I mean where you're going to spend attorney is the most important decision. But he's talking about Joey, Uncle Joe, the one that said he committed the biggest fraud and with the Obama administration upon the American public. Yep, I have a video with that, him talking about that. But Janet Yellen is maybe be back in the game, and she might be able to finish if she gets in what she started. So you want to stay tuned for that. We'll talk about that. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmonies, Pennsylvania. That's 3087 Innovation Way, Harmonies, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation on the phone, either 5, 10, 15 minute, or come in person, that's where we're located, call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leave, L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy.com. And while you're there, you could spend literally, I mean, without exaggerating, hours of getting free educational material on estate and retirement planning. And then we have two other websites for taxes. We'll talk about what we do. One is innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. And the other one is elitetaxreduction.com. So if you're a business person and you're thinking you're paying too much taxes, you think there's no hope, or your CPA hasn't brought that to your attention, we work with your CPA because we got some of the top-notch people in the country that will work with you and your CPA. And the good thing is, guess what? You don't pay for any of the strategies unless we can put it in writing and save you money. So that website is called elitetaxreduction.com, elitetaxreduction.com. Okay, so our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, 800-264-4963. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies, at Legacy Advisory Group, and InnovationTaxService.com? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. I think if you ask anybody who's in a nursing home, they prefer not going there. And guess what? They would probably double that now what's going on. But are there strategies in place that you can stay at home? Well, we like doing pre-crisis. I don't mean buying long-term care insurance. That is certainly one strategy. That's certainly not our favorite way at all. So you can do pre-crisis, but is there some plans you can do or strategies if you happen to go in? Medicaid spend down. Yes, there are. We might not be able to protect all your money, but we can protect a good portion of it. But pre-crisis, many of you probably have some money in the bank, savings account, money accounts, maybe credit unions, maybe some non-qualified accounts like mutual funds. That means not IRAs. And what if you could take some of that money and have it do double or triple? What do you mean by that? Well, what it means is it can earn a competitive rate of return, it can act as a death benefit, and it can act if you need care while you're alive. You can either get maybe double or triple those benefits for in-home care, assisted living care, and nursing home. You probably didn't know there was a plan like that. Well, there's a few companies out there that have a plan like that. That's the one thing you haven't planned for, can wipe out your nest egg. Most people don't like talking about it, but there's about 75%, according to government statistics, that when you're 65 years of age or older, you'll need some type of convalescent care. So that's something you at least should explore and set up that phone call. And then we do tax preparation and tax planning, both. A lot of firms just do one. We do both. I said, check out those websites, Innovation Tax Service and EliteTaxReduction.com. So we're well connected with some of the top CPAs and tax attorneys in the country. But you'll hear more about tax preparation coming up. But if you've already got your taxes done and you're not sure if you've overpaid in taxes, you maybe do some planning, what can be done? Again, give us a call. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We also do estate planning. What does that mean? Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, living wills. We don't do it personally. I'm a legal assistant. I'm not an attorney, but we work with elder law attorneys who specialize, that's a key word, specialize in estate planning, both in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Very, very important. What else do we do? Well, when it comes to investments or savings, you name it, I can't say we have everything, but we have many things. And we like to talk about money like a traffic light, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. That would be checking, savings, money market, credit union. Usually we recommend, depending on the person, somewhere between 3 months to a year. The advantage is it's liquid, relatively safe. The disadvantage doesn't pay much money. And what else? You got to pay taxes if it earns anything on it. Then you got red money. Red money is anything that's at risk. That would be what? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. In the market, where is it going? It's teetering the Dow, that 30,000, 3,600 on the S&P. Where is it going? We'll talk more about that on the next segment. I've talked about some negative people. I've talked some positive people. I'm doing this on Thursday, December 3rd. You're listening on Saturday. It might, when you listen, we'll see what Friday, if it breaks or not breaks, or maybe they got a little bit more to squeak out. But anyways, we'll see who's right. And I talked about Jerry Siegel. He talks about the upside. I've talked about trends. I talked about the upside continuing to grow. Then I talked about Weiss, Harry Dent, and another gentleman that the market's going to tank. And if he's right, he's talking about, you ready for this, folks? You ready for this? A 23,000 decline in the Dow. Let me see, if you do the math on that, that's about a 75%. Now, Harry Dent's not projecting that, so we don't know who's right or who's wrong, but the question is, how much can you afford to lose? So red money is risk money, and one of the things we do is right after the first meeting, our first meeting, you meet either on the phone, that could be an introduction, then after we gather the information, that's really the first full meeting. We may do over the phone via a Zoom call or just a phone call. We can do it all by phone, or you can come in person. It's complimentary. Then the second meeting, we do the retirement roadmap to see if you have enough money to last until both of you die. And then we do the suitability questionnaire sheet. And it talks about these different color buckets. How much money should you have in red, or maybe not at all? How much money should you have in the green bucket, and maybe how much money is in the yellow bucket? So that's a little questionnaire sheet. Then third meeting, then we talk about recommendations. We give you the pros and cons. So the red money, the advantages, has all the upside. The negative has the downside. Then you have green money. Green money is you can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. The advantage of those are relatively safe. They're more liquid than a CD at a bank is, at least the annuities are. And if you have it in an index annuity, we call it enhanced index annuities, that you can't lose money due to the market, but you don't get all the upside. And then if you bail out and took all your money out, if it's in an IRA, of course, you're going to pay taxes on it. But if you take all of it out, lump sum, unless you die, then you wouldn't pay any surrender charges. But you could pay surrender charge if you take too much out. Most companies allow you to take out 10% per year. Some are 5%. Some of them have accumulated. So every strategy has pros and cons. Pros and cons. You can't say one's better than another. Depends on what you're trying to accomplish. It's like a hammer. Is a hammer a good tool? If you're going to pound a nail, probably a very good tool. If you're going to dig a hole, it's probably not. So everything has pros and cons, but usually we don't make any recommendations. And the recommendations we usually make are based on what you fill out, and we help build that plan with you there with us. If not, then you got to change some of the information that you put into the plan. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the economy. We're going to talk about Janet Yellen. Is she going to be back in the game? And because she can finish what she started, what did she start? Well, you want to stay tuned for that. And then we got a nice special segment on the election update, things that you might not have heard of. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our contact information, you'd like to set up a company call for, say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or come in person, it's complimentary to learn more about what we're doing. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And I wouldn't wait, because the next gentleman I'm talking about is Jim Rickards. And when he talks about this market, it could go very quickly in a spiraling, and I don't necessarily mean up. He said stocks continue to run higher in the face of slowing economic momentum. Investors are banking on the hope that once the widely expected U.S. fiscal stimulus, they're talking about a $900 billion, and they got some leftover money before going through, which is a lot less than they could have decided on the $1.8, $1.9 billion. Nancy Pelosi won the whole lot for the 2.2. And of course, they had the heroes pass back in the spring and a little over $3 trillion. But they're talking about $900 billion plus some leftover money they have. So a lot of people are banking on that, on a V-shaped recovery, such as earnings recovery is necessary to justify, according to Jim Rickards, prices. He says they're overpriced. Not all stocks, but many of them are. He said, yet, as Jim has been pointing out recently, the global economy is heading into another downturn. I talked about what he said last week. He said he's also outlined a contrarian view that because global debt to GDP, gross domestic product, ratios are so high, fiscal stimulus will not work, he says, as expected, like a lot of people were anticipating. He said, we haven't had a risk of episode since the week before the U.S. election. When the next episode arrives, he says, the lopsided nature of investor positioning means what? Prices of many stocks, not all stocks, many stocks, can fall very significantly, very quickly. So what plan do you have in place? That's why it's urgent. I would give us a call, Legacy Financial Strategy. Call us, set up that 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, letter A, legacy.com. Now, I'm not believing Joey Biden's getting in, but for some quirk that he does, in fact, I had a lady come in our office, and she says, I thought the election was over. They're talking in your lobby because we have Newsmax. It's ongoing. She didn't even know who Dr. Fauci was. I call him Quack Fauci. But anyways, she had no clue what's going on. Many people, unfortunately, stick their head in the sand. They have no clue what's going on. So let me tell you why this would not be a good move. And this is, again, come from Jim Rickards again. He says, this article reports that Janet Yellen, chair of the Federal Reserve from 2014, so she was that position before, from 2018 when Donald got rid of her, is returning to public service as the Secretary of Treasury in the new Biden administration. Put an X through that. This is just hypothetical. The first thing to know about Yellen is that she has no understanding of money, according to Jim Rickards, in monetary economics. Now, here's the reason he's saying that. He says she's a labor economist with a strong statistical bent. She believes in false models such as the Phillips curve, which posits an inverse relationship between low employment and higher inflation. He said no such relationship exists. In the late 1970s, we had high inflation. I remember that very well. Very high inflation. And what else do we have? High unemployment. So just the opposite she's talking about. From 2009 to 2016, we had low inflation. And what do we have? High unemployment. That's right, Barack. High unemployment. In the late 1980s, we had low unemployment and low inflation. Go figure, he says. There were reasons for all of these episodes, but the Phillips curve had no explanatory or predictive power. Still, he says, Janet Yellen used it as a guide for her failed monetary policies at the Fed. Of course, Joey, Uncle Joe, would know that. He'll be in the basement with a puppet, and they pull the strings up, down, sideways. Yellen raised rates too fast beginning in 2015 because of fear that falling unemployment would lead to higher inflation. She was dead wrong, of course, and pushed the economy into a near recession. By 2018, when Jay Powell took over and finally cut rates again. In fact, Donald harped on that for quite a while, getting him to do that. He goes on to say, Yellen also knows little about exchange rates and the impact of international capital flows. She does not understand the importance of the euro-dollar market in determining global liquidity. Her tenure as Secretary of Treasury, he said, Jim Rickards says, will be a disaster for the U.S. dollar. Well, let's pray and hope she never gets into that. And he says it's a bonanza for the Chinese yen as the currency wars return. That's all bad enough, but the Yellen story gets worse. Biden's economic policies will be heavily influenced by none other than, guess who, folks? Bernie Sanders, wing of the Democratic Party, Communist Party, The main economist for Bernie Sanders and his ilk is Stephanie Kelton, a professor, postal digger, at the State University of New York and the leading theorist of modern monetary theory, MMT. This is MMT says that the U.S. can spend as much as it wants. Let me figure that. Can you do that in your household? Borrow to cover the deficits and monetize the debt with Fed money printing, like they printed for the fake ballots. Oh, it doesn't say that. Excuse me, I added that in there. One of the keys to the MMT is to treat the Treasury and the Fed as a single entity with a single balance sheet. That's not legally true, but MMT insists that government can operate as if it were. This means what? Merging Treasury and Fed operations to a single engine for spending, borrowing, and printing. What better way to achieve that merger to employ who? The Fed head as the new Treasury head of her former deputy still in place back at the Fed. Multi-trillion dollar deficit spending plans will emerge soon from new Congress. Treasury will spend the money. The Fed will buy Treasury debt with newly printed money. The U.S. will go broke. And a clueless Janet Yellen will supervise the entire operation. And, of course, the communist Bernie Sanders will surely approve. I added that part in there. So, folks, do you have a plan? What's your plan? You have a plan for taxation. Remember, they're scheduled to sunset December 31st, 2025. If they start printing more money, if they take the Senate, if they do this, if they do that, do you have a written plan? If not, you should give us a call. Learn more about what we do at Legacy Financial Strategies, Legacy Advisor Group, and Innovation Tax Service. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Now, many of the cities, folks, are empty now. Where's everybody going? They coming to Hermitage? Are they coming to Youngstown? Where are they going? They coming to Warren? Are they coming to Newcastle? Where are they going? Some research shows that perhaps 1 million people have left New York City in the past 8 months. Similar mass migrations are taking place in Chicago, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Seattle, Portland. You mean they're going to leave those cities where they had nice wiener roast? I'm being sarcastic. That's where they had the looting and burning. I used to tease people from those areas when I talked to them, although they weren't staying in the downtown. I said, let me know the next time you have a wiener roast. I'll bring the hot dogs if you bring the buns. Cities are the great wealth generators that have existed in the history of the world. When you destroy and depopulate cities, you destroy the wealth creation engine. The richest and most talented leave, and the poorest are left behind to deal with the chaos. With so many leaving, the question arises, where are they going? When we come back, we're going to talk about where they are going. So if you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information if you didn't get a chance to write the phone number down or would like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. Or if you'd like to come in, have a complimentary consultation. We'll repeat that number later because we're going to talk about two books we're giving away, hardback books. Or you can go to visit our website at leavealegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com, or Google the word Legacy Financial. And when you get back to your computer, just Google Legacy Financial. Take an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com, and you can go to that website. Got lots of information there. One's on-demand seminars. So if you're thinking about retirement, Social Security, my daughter's, I think, probably the only advisor in Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, that actually ever worked at the Social Security office. That was over 20 years ago. So there's a video mini seminar on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? One is on Paycheck for Life called Guaranteed Income. One's on Women and Wealth. One's on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on estate planning. So if you go to leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminars, you'll see those videos that you can, mini seminars you can watch. So the last segment we're finishing up, talking about the people, the cities are empty, and where are they going? Well, this is like, where would you go if you were in a big city like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Baltimore, Seattle, and you retire those wiener roasts, and you retire if you had a business and they were destroying it. So let's think about that. Would you go to a place with, say, low taxes and maybe great weather, like maybe including Florida and Texas? Or, say, they're also headed to locations with great natural beauty and outdoor recreation, like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Park City, Utah. Some are headed for beach communities with great lifestyles, like Santa Monica, although Santa Monica had its own riots last year. The common denominator seems to be lower population density, lower cost of living, and more opportunity for outdoor activities, and I don't mean wiener roast, such as cycling, skiing, and swimming to offset the confident lockdowns. Or they can come to Hermitage. We have nice bicycle trails. I'm being very sarcastic. On Route 18, Sharpsville Avenue. Of course, your life would probably be in danger. So maybe that second thought, that might not be too good. The shift will not be reversed easily, even when COVID is brought under control next year. People don't move halfway across the country on a whim. Some do, but most don't. And they don't return easily either. So this trend could be good for investors and residential housing in those destination cities. But, folks, it could be a disaster for the economy as a whole, because why? It destroys the wealth creation potential of our largest city. This is one more reason why a new recession is coming. Do you have your recession or depression plan foolproof? Do you have a plan? Has your advisor given you that written plan that's recession-proof? Well, let me talk about some other things that maybe your advisors that you work with, maybe you need to talk about. And here are some questions. Some people will say to me, I have advisors already, so I don't need you. And you know what I'll say to them? Okay, no problem. That's why you should step that complimentary call. We'll give you the number in a minute. Everyone has advisors, just about everyone. I won't say everybody, almost everyone. We all have advisors. You love your advisor. He's wonderful, doing a perfect job for you, right? Under no condition would you ever buy anything from anyone else. And my answer would be, no problem. Let me just ask you a quick question. I'm asking the listening audience a quick question. And then we'll call it a day. Quick question. How much of your retirement income do you have diversified to the 0% tax bracket? So how much, listening audience, do you have diversified to the 0% tax bracket. Has your advisor talked to you about that? Not sure? None? Some? Are you happy with that if you don't have that plan? Okay. How about this one? When an advisor asks you to run your calculation and show the amount of tax you pay on your retirement accounts, how did it make you feel? So if you have a 401k, 403b, 457, KEO, simple IRA, SEP program, SIF program, when you get retirement, I'm sure you have a written plan, did he or she go through the calculations and tell you how much tax you're going to be paying, and how did you feel if he or she did that? And when you look at your retirement income numbers, how much are you scheduled to have? You have a plan that shows how much schedule you have. These are some questions you might want to ask. For most people, at least for most of our people, these are critically important issues, but maybe, just maybe, they're not important to you. I don't know. Never did it? Maybe that is not important to you. You asked him or her not to do it? You told him you didn't want to know? Okay, not a problem. Maybe that's not important to you. I don't know. Maybe it is. Many people I have, it is, but for you, it's not. So let's cut to the chase. Let's pretend for a second someone showed you the perfect strategy. Now, there is no such thing as a perfect strategy, but that you aren't aware of. It gives you everything you want. Huge tax advantages, growth, security, income, low fees, everything you want, and none of your other advisors showed it to you. Are you so locked in that you never entertain any other strategies for a portion of your portfolio that you could lose out on these benefits because you're concerned of hurting current relations? I'm not talking about moving all your money. First step would be set up a complimentary call. I'm talking about possibly adding another strategy to your portfolio. So does it make sense to set up a call to learn a little bit more about that, a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation? And the reason that I a lot of times ask these questions, folks, is because if I was to show you a gap in your plan, or my daughter show you a gap in your plan, then solve that gap for you, and then you decide not to do it, what? We're both just wasting our time. So if that's the case, we should just call our day, or should we keep talking? Everyone is biased. There is no such thing as an unbiased advice. Everyone. Some advisors are biased toward aggressive growth in the market. I'm more biased, so you know, toward tax-free income for life and keeping assets safe. That's why our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. I'm biased toward guaranteed income. I've talked many times. I'm going to talk about how to get these books. One's called The Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement by Matt Segula. And then on our website, leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminar, there's one called Guaranteed Income. So I'm biased toward guaranteed income. Besides Social Security, we think you ought to have one leg on the stool is guaranteed income. So I'm biased toward that. Some people, if their brother-in-law worked at Ford dealership and they wanted a Lexus, they would buy a Ford just to make him or her happy rather than buy the Lexus because they wanted him to make a commission. Other things, when they told you about a strategy to get potential up without the downs, why didn't you go with them? Let me repeat that again. When they told you about the strategy to potential ups without any downs in the market, why didn't you go with that plan? Oh, they didn't tell you about it. Did they know about it? I don't know. Maybe they don't like the strategy, don't think it's good for me, or don't know about it. I would say they probably don't know about it. Okay, so let's say they don't like the strategy. It's not uncommon for other advisors to feel that way. And why do you think advisors wouldn't like where you get the ups and none of the down? Okay. Well, it's probably not the case here, but some people value their brother-in-law's advisor feelings more than their value, their own wealth and retirement. I don't know if that's you or not. Okay, well, that's good. Otherwise, if you're missing out on some significant wealth-building strategies. Okay, now I can bring strong with you here for a second because we're both adults. The folks that are listening here, I imagine most are adults. And I feel it's best if we're honest with each other. That's what we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary call to learn more about what we're doing, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics, this update, when Donald's going to win this election. I'm still believing in that. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is something hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. These two books, I mentioned the one in the last segment. If you'd like to get them, they're hardback. There's no charge for them. It's called Smart Retirement by Matt Sekula. And the other one's the daughter, my daughter Sherry Marini, and myself, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and some other business professionals, wrote a book called Pillars of Success. They're both hardback. So if you'd like to get that, get both of these books or one of them, you can get it toll-free by calling. There's no charge for them, and we'll pay the shipping. So that's 800-264-4963. If you're an advisor, though, we want to talk to you first just to make sure you're not an advisor. These for prospects. So, again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So let me ask you a question. We're going to talk a little politics. You know, they're talking about the vaccine, and I mentioned last week that I wouldn't take it. Well, what if someone paid you $1,500? Because in this article they're talking about, sending Americans $1,500 in exchange for vaccinations would cost $380 billion, which Delaney admits is a lot of money. In comparison, the first stimulus check set by the government this year so far totaled more than $270 billion. The fact that Congress has so far neglected to approve a second stimulus check is, of course, tragic, Delaney said, and should have been given to Americans anyway. The cost of the next stimulus package is a source of contention. I mentioned earlier in the show, $900 billion starting point. Republican leadership has said they want something, you know, around approximately $500 billion. Even though they had a plan on the table earlier for about $1.9 trillion, adding this new $380 billion might seem too expensive as lawmakers try to squeeze the ample funding for unemployment workers, small business, state, and local governments. The faster we get 75% of the country vaccinated, he said, the faster we can end COVID. I never took the flu vaccine. I definitely will not take this one. My question is, will you take it? And if you wouldn't take it, if they paid you $1,500, would you take it? So that's my question to you. I'd be interested to hear your response. I already told you my response. Now, let me talk about something that's shocking. A Christian employee was fired from Starbucks in New Jersey. And you aren't going to believe the reason. This person's name is Betsy Freese, F-R-E-S-S-E. A Starbucks employee in New Jersey claimed she was fired because of her beliefs regarding LGBT activism, which prompted her to file a wrongful termination lawsuit. Freese, a devout Christian who requested off work on Sundays in order to attend church, said problems arose when she refused to wear a gay pride t-shirt provided by Starbucks. I hope you don't go to Starbucks. We don't. We go to Dunkin' Donuts. That's one reason. There's a lot of other reasons if you want to know more regarding that. Let me give you some rapid things regarding lifenews.com. This comes from lifenews.com, pro-life news report. Supreme Court, good news, strikes down Gavin Newsom's lockdown ban on church worship services. I already talked last week what they did to, you know, Governor Cuomo, the Supreme Court justice. This is down in California. President Donald Trump awards who? Pro-life coach Lou Holtz. I saw him many years ago in person. Medal of Freedom, wonderful. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules lower courts can hear Trump campaign lawsuit, you hear that, on voter fraud. Joe Biden considering Gino, which is useless, he's not going to get in, R-A-I-M-O-N-D-O for the HHS, Homeland Security, if he wins. And guess what she did? She legalized abortion up to birth. More pro-life news. Trump files Wisconsin lawsuit, challenge illegal votes from absentee ballot drop-off boxes. Here's which coronavirus vaccines are developed using cells from aborted babies. I talked about that last week or the week before. Ohio House passes bill recognizing humanity of unborn babies killed in abortions. We can't let abortion activists Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff win in Georgia. This one guy calls himself Reverend. Just because someone calls him Reverend doesn't mean he's a Reverend. In the end times, they talk about false prophets, false preachers. So if you want some information on pro-life news, they go into detail quite a bit about their articles. Let me know. I'll send it to you. You can get on their email list. Let's go through some rapid fires on the elections. Thousands of ballots were scanned numerous times in Dominion machines. And I won't go into Smartmatics and all that, but 1,000 ballots were scanned numerous, you hear that, times in Dominion machines. And the contractor who testified, her name is Melissa Carone, C-A-R-O-N-E. And she's in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, November 27th. If you get Newsmax, you would have seen it. I'm not sure what Fox is doing. I haven't been watching Fox, but that's good news. You got to get another good magazine newspaper I get, and I have it out in the lobby, called Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. Trump team filed lawsuit. 40,000 people voted twice in Nevada. You mean people weren't allowed to vote twice? I thought you were. No, I'm being sarcastic. A lawyer for the President Donald Trump campaign said the team is preparing to file a lawsuit alleging that 40,000 people voted twice in Nevada, which, if true, potentially erase Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's lead. Now, some people want to know when this is going to be over. Folks, there's some couple dates coming up. December 14th. All right, that's one where they ratify. Each state gets one delegate to vote. And then January 6th, right after the January 5th, the Georgia, is Congress goes back yet. They have to be able to count the votes. All right? Supreme Court doesn't make, they can have an influence. The legislators make the decision. The legislators Make the decision. So anybody thinks this is over, it is not over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. All right. Voting machine USB drives had totals altered overnight, witness in Nevada election contest alleges. I watched two gentlemen on Newsmax talking about backdating things with his own eyes. And they asked this guy, did he vote? He said, I'm a libertarian. I voted. Then the truck driver who had his trailer hauled ballots from New York, which is strange, down to Pennsylvania, and where he parked it when he came back, his trailer was missing. This guy didn't even vote. He hasn't voted for a while, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. And he urged people, if you see these people, you could tell this is no, these are the real people, and they had sworn affidavits they signed. He's urging people, do not be afraid. If there's other ones who witness, please come forward. It's your duty. That doesn't mean I won't vote in the future. He just says I didn't like either one. I haven't voted. And if you see these gentlemen, Google it. They were on Newsmax. You can see what I'm talking about. So voting machines, USB drives had totals altered overnight in Nevada. Unbelievable. Then this gentleman, Phil Klein, you might want to Google his name, director of the Thomas More Foundation, called the Amistad Project, A-M-I-S-T-A-D Project. He was a former attorney general for Kansas. His group involved in election-related litigation in battleground states said he believes the 2020 election was lawless. He said, I think this is one of the most lawless elections in the U.S. history, Phil Klein told Epoch Times on November 28. The lawlessness has made it difficult for people to have faith in the election results. And he goes in a lot more detail, but we're running out of time. So remember this, folks. I had a lady come in here. She voted. And when she was sitting in the lobby, she said, I thought the election was over. She had no clue. Then we start talking about COVID. She didn't even know who Dr. Fauci is. I call him Quack Fauci. I won't go to that. Why I call him Quack on this show. I've done it many times in the past. She had no clue. Folks, this is how you cook a frog. Many people bury their head in the sand like an ostrich. It's too upsetting. When someone says it's too upsetting, you know what I see right away? Self-centeredness. That's a pride issue. Oh, no, you are. They don't even see it. It's a narcissist pride issue because they're concerned more about how they feel than others. But the most important thing is, I'm going to die, you're going to die. Going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. You won't get there because you're a pretty good person. You stuck your head in the sand. Those have nothing to do with it. It's very simple. It's called repentance, asking forgiveness, accept Jesus Christ as the God. Either Jesus is who he says he is, the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and say I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. Who do you say he is? He says he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He stands at the door. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. He doesn't want any should perish. Unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow because of two main reasons. There could be other one, pride and ignorance. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. And that means what? Repent. Ask for forgiveness. There is no salvation without brokenness, forgiveness, repentance first, then accepting Jesus Christ as the God. If you say that and you mean it, you will spend eternity in heaven. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. If you want to learn more about that, tune in my show on Sunday morning, WPIC, 790 AM, from 8:30 AM to 9 AM. The show is called One Way Radio Network, only one way to heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week, and we're going to keep praying that God's going to have mercy. If not, folks, you better get ready. There could be some opportunities. You win some lost souls. Sodom and Gomorrah, I see it coming. I'm praying God will have mercy on our country. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com. Leaveatlegacy.com.